The NHL announced that they're going to expand to Las Vegas, that if the ownership group, the prospective ownership group that they have is able to come up with $500 million to buy their way into the league, that they're going to say, yeah, thumbs up to Vegas. And it looks like it's going to happen, that they're going to start during the 2017-18 season. So not this upcoming season, but the season after that. I think it's interesting for a variety of reasons. I think that it speaks to how comfortable we are in this country with gambling now, that for a long time, gambling and gamblers were looked at as just a step above common criminals. That, he gambles, don't you? Look, if you are a degenerate, if you have a disease, if you're a compulsive gambler and you're gambling away your kids' lunch money, then yes, you've got an issue. But for the vast majority of people, they can gamble and it's a form of recreation and entertainment. The same way that most people can have a few drinks and have a good time doesn't make them raging alcoholics. It's that with gambling. And I think we've finally come to the point where the idea of, well, you know, there's gambling in Las Vegas. It's like, yeah, so? Well, you know, people gamble on sports, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, athletes and gambling and, you know, sports in Vegas. So, I mean, yeah. Oh, you mean we don't care anymore? No, not really. All right, team Vegas. I like it from that reason that we're stopping the idea. And by the way, the NHL isn't even, well, you know, we're going to at least take their games off the board. You think that they can only get to these guys in Las Vegas? Give me a break. So that's stupid. Secondarily, I think that it's probably a little bit easier for the next team to go in, for the next team to go into Las Vegas. And I'm not, whether that's an NBA team, an NFL team, Major League Baseball, I think it kind of makes it a little bit, assuming that this works. And that's an assumption to a point. Las Vegas certainly has a population base that could support a professional franchise, but it sounds like the game plan is to have it be part of the entertainment landscape for tourists. In other words, you come into Las Vegas. What are you going to do when you get into Las Vegas? You're going to gamble, right? That's what Las Vegas is known for. You're going to go to the swimming pool. Not me, but you're going to go hang out by the pool, have a couple of drinks, and look at half-naked people. You're going to go have a nice meal. Las Vegas has become an incredible food destination. You might play golf, right? These are the things that you go to Las Vegas. Go see a show. You can go see a comedian. You know, this is what you do in Vegas. The NHL is gambling that we could go to the hockey game tonight, that it's going to become one of the options available to people visiting Las Vegas. So you and Beulah are in from Des Moines, and you guys are deciding where you want to go. Hey, you know, we could go see that Carrot Top. He's pretty funny. Or we could go see some hockey. They want to take Beulah and Cletus's money. The league does. The Black Knights, I think, is what they're considering calling this team. Just the way that Carrot Top and Jay Leno and other hilarious people are trying to take it. I don't know if that is a great model. I don't know if I'm coming into Vegas looking to have a great time, I'm looking to have some drinks, I'm looking to eat, I'm looking to gamble, I'm looking to stay out late. I don't know if I'm looking to go to a sports game. I don't know if I'm looking to go to a hockey game, a baseball game, maybe an NFL game. That if I'm, let's say the Raiders move there, right? And the Raider fanatics are going to go there no matter what, I would imagine. But the Raiders are playing, pick a team, the Bears. And you're a Bears fan. You're a big Bears fan. You're like, you know what? Let's go watch the Bears in Vegas. We'll watch the Bears in Vegas. We'll spend a couple of days before, maybe a day or two after, and we'll party in Vegas, and we'll go to a Bears game. I think it would work much better for football as opposed to Beulah and Cletus coming in from Topeka and just saying, well, you know, they got the buffet for $19.99, all you could eat, or we could go see some hockey. I don't think that's going to work as well. That's what they're banking on, though.